that there are fundamental objections that are being raised by board members. That is one issue. The other issue are, I am totally opposed to, the fact that who can your constitution, the 1992 constitution, Article 78.3 and Article 98.2 of the constitution, and you're very clear, sir, we are minister of state and now we are member of parliament. If you want to hold an office of profit, if you want to engage in transactions of this nature, we have permission from the speaker. It is for good reason, because the framers of the constitution, Munim, sir, if you just open the floodgates and you allow public officials, MPs, ministers, who MPs must carry out oversight, ministers who take cabinet, you are privy to insider information, you have influence and all of that. If these matters are not vetted properly, now sir, you don't go through the committee on members holding profit for them to assess the kind of business you are going to do, the nature of transactions you are going to be involved in. What kind of constitution are 78 and the 98? A very clear state law. Until you need a certificate from the speaker, permission from the speaker, my running diligent checks, my obtaining the list, all 47 ministers and MPs who have applied to hold office of profit, the Honorable Brian Champong, on apply, he has not been given the permission from the speaker. Into this transaction, no, he shouldn't even have gone anywhere near this transaction.
But
under Article 78 and 98 of the Constitution.